This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Bridget in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi, Bridget.
Hello. I have a question. I never came across anything in the Bible that said to be married in, like, a church or, like, you know, like, by a pastor. But I was just wondering, are you able to be married spiritually in God's eyes?
The human condition is such that we need to make a commitment before man as well as before God. So many people think that marriage is just a feeling of love, but love has never been exclusively a feeling. The bedrock of love is commitment. Feelings ebb and flow, but a commitment never dies. And if a commitment is the foundation of your love relationship, then that commitment should be made formally and publicly, again, in the eyes of God, with a commitment to cherish and honor, take care of that loved one until death do us part.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure, you know. And another thing is that, my fiance is Jehovah's Witness, and I'm a Christian. What does the Bible say about mixing religions?
Do not be unequally yoked. Unequivocal, clear, direct. A Jehovah's Witness has a completely different Jesus than you do. The Jesus of Christianity is the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. The Jesus of the Jehovah's Witnesses is the Archangel Michael, who was, during his earthly sojourn, merely human, and after his death recreated an immaterial spirit creature. So the Jesus of the Jehovah's Witnesses is not the Jesus of the Bible, nor is the plan of salvation a biblical plan of salvation. It's about what you do as opposed to what Jesus Christ has done for you. For the Jehovah's Witnesses, Jesus Christ was not even the creator of all things. He was created by God and became a junior partner in the creation of all other things. Nor is their Bible or their authority equivalent to the Christian Bible. The New World Translation is a perverted translation of the Bible. So these are two religious systems, one based in history and evidence, the other cultic, that can never be harmonized. And I can tell you right now that if you go down this road, you are bringing yourself a life of sorrow.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.